What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is history's hidden killers. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Summer 1979, Miami. Lisa Levy's parents are sitting in a courtroom gallery. They're there to hear a forensic dentist explain to a jury how the bite mark on their daughter's body matches the defendant's teeth. And the defendant, who is by his own choice acting as one of his own attorneys, gets up and cross-examines the dentist himself. So Lisa Levy's parents are sitting in a courtroom watching the man who killed their 20-year-old daughter question the evidence from her own body, from his own teeth. Margaret Bowman's parents are in that room, too. A year later, Kimberly Leach's parents will sit through the same thing in Orlando. The Chi Omega survivors are in both courtrooms, and for the next 10 years, these families keep showing up because Bundy turns every courtroom he walks into a stage. And the cost of that doesn't stop with the women who were killed. Their families are paying for it for a decade. Bundy spent the last 10 years of his life making sure of one thing. Nobody would ever figure out why he did it. He gave them a number eventually. He gave them four state task forces, the names in his last week alive. He sat down with James Dobson the night before he died and gave him an explanation. But the actual reason why he did any of it, he took that to the chair on purpose. That's what this chapter is about. This is the fifth conversation in Ted Bundy, History's Hidden Killers. If you've not seen the other ones, be sure to press subscribe and check it out here on our channel. Join in the conversation on this case, Substack, YouTube. The links are in the description. He was indicted in July of 1978. Kai Omega and Cheryl Thomas in one case, Kimberly Leach in another. The Kai Omega trial had to move out of the Tallahassee area because there wasn't a person in Leon County who didn't already have an opinion. So it went to Miami, went to Judge Edward Coert. More than 250 reporters showed up from around the world. The trial ran 6 weeks and became the first criminal trial in American history broadcast live on national television. And Bundy was better on camera than anybody else in that room. He fired his attorneys, rehired them, fired them again. He filed his own motions. He cross-examined witnesses, including Nita Neary, the woman who'd seen him on the stairs at Kai Omega with an oak log in his hand. He wasn't trying to win the case. He was putting on a show. The one piece of evidence that cut through all of it was the bite mark. Dr. Sovereign put the dental casts and photographs in front of the jury. The wear pattern on Bundy's upper teeth matched the bruising on Lisa Levy's body. Reportedly, it was the first time bite mark evidence had convicted somebody of murder in Florida. July 1924, 1979, guilty on all counts. A week later, sentenced to die. And then Coert does something I still really can't believe. He looks at the man he's just condemned and calls him a bright young man. He says it's a tragedy. He tells him take care of himself. This judge just sentenced a man to die for killing a 20-year-old woman in her bed. And he's on the record feeling sorry for the guy. That's how good Bundy was at this. He had the judge who just condemned him feeling sorry for him at the same time on the record on national television. You can go back and watch it. January 1980, Orlando Kimberly Leach trial. Carol Ann Boone had been writing Bundy for years. She'd sat in the gallery in Miami. She'd told every reporter she could find that he was innocent. The defense calls her as a character witness. Bundy, acting as his own attorney, gets up, cross-examines her, and asks her to marry him on the witness stand, in front of the jury, in front of the cameras. How romantic. She says yes. He'd set it up ahead of time. He'd put a notary in the courtroom. He'd found a loophole in Florida law where a declaration in open court before an officer of the court can be made legally binding. So Ted Bundy gets married in the middle of his own murder trial for a 12-year-old. The jury convicted him anyway. The death sentence, February 1980. I keep coming back to one question about this. Why did Boone say yes? I don't know. Why do people write Brian Koberger? I don't know. Some people are fundamentally broken in the brain. But the marriage wasn't about love. It was about the audience. He was on camera. He was still playing the version of himself that Coert had felt sorry for. He never stopped playing that part. Death row came after that, Q-wing at Florida State Prison in Rhyford, north of Stark, 9 years there. In 1982, journalists named Michaud and Ainsworth started interviewing him for a book. They recorded hundreds of hours. They could never get him to say, I. He'd talk about the killings in third person calmly, like he was some kind of outside analyst reviewing a stranger's case file. The closest the country ever got to a confession from Ted Bundy was one where Bundy himself wasn't in it. He spent hundreds of hours on tape describing what happened to those women and never once admitted he was the one who did it. That was how he got to describe what he did without ever owning any of it. Carol Ann Boone had a daughter in 1981, Rose. The conception happened during visits that weren't supposed to include that kind of contact. In 1986, an FBI agent named Bill Hagemeyer started coming to see him. Hagemeyer was building the behavioral analysis program at the Bureau. Bundy was, by Hagemeyer's own account, the most significant subject the Bureau had ever worked with. Over 3 years, Hagemeyer got closer to him than any cop in the country. What Bundy told him in private was different from what he gave Michaud and Ainsworth. It was closer to the real thing. And even a veteran agent had a hard time sitting with it. 9 years on death row, he never stopped playing the part. January 17th, 1989, the last appeal was denied. An execution was set for January 24th, 1 week. And here's what he does with it. He had one thing left to trade. The women who were still missing, the families who'd been waiting years to know where their daughters were. Washington, Utah, Colorado, and Idaho would have done anything to get that information. And in that last week, Bundy started handing it out on his terms. He brought detectives from all four states down to Florida State Prison. Bob Kempel came first, chief investigator on the Washington case for 15 years. He'd waited half his career for this. Bundy gave him Lydia Healy, Donna Manson, Susan Raincourt, Roberta Parks, Brenda Bull, Georgian Hawkins, Janice Ott, Denise Nasland. He told Kempel where Donna Mason might be on Taylor Mountain. After Bundy was dead, teams went up there, but they never found her. Dennis Couch was from Salt Lake County Sheriff's Office. Bundy gave him Nancy Wilcox, Melissa Smith, Laura Amy, Debbie Kent. He described the parking lot at Viewmont High on November 8, 1974. The handcuff key. Mike Fisher from Pitkin County, who'd been working the Karen Campbell case since 1975. Bundy gave him Karen Campbell, Julie Cunningham, and Denise Oliver's son. Idaho detectives, Bundy admitted by some accounts to Lynette Culver, 12 years old, Pocatello. He said she went into the Snake River. Hagemeyer was in the room for some of it. He asked whether 36 was close to the real number. Bundy said, add one more digit. Nobody's ever been sure what that meant. 360? Triple digits or just one more game before the chair? None of it was a confession. It was an auction. Every time was a chip. Every detail brought another hour into the room. He gave Kempel enough to keep Kempel sitting there. He gave Couch enough to keep Couch sitting there. He held stuff back on purpose, hoping that if he parceled it out slowly enough, somebody would pick up a phone and get him one more stay. Nobody did. The families who've been waiting for years were going to keep waiting. And the man with the answers was going to be dead in 36 hours. The night of January 23rd, a broadcaster named James Dobson got the last interview. Bundy used it to blame violent material he'd seen since he was a kid. He picked his audience. The explanation, like everything else he ever said on camera, was built for the guy across from him. It was one more performance, his last one. And then January 24th, 1989, came dawn in Strike, Florida. He was strapped in at 7:06, pronounced dead at 7:16. Across Highway 16 in a field outside the prison, several hundred people had been standing there all night. Sparklers, fireworks, frying pans banging together, hand-painted signs. Some of them had reportedly brought their kids. By some accounts, it was the biggest crowd at an American execution since the practice had come back. When the white hearse came out of the prison drive at daylight, the field cheered. Hold that image in one hand. Now hold this one in the other. The letters that came to his cell over 9 years, hundreds of them from women who decided he was misunderstood. The wife he married from the witness stand, the daughter she had with him, the reporters who flew in from all over the world to watch him work a courtroom, the judge who called him a tragedy and meant it. Same man, two completely opposite reactions, and both of them were real. He gave the country a number that was probably too low. He gave them an explanation designed for one specific interviewer. He gave them a confession where he never once used the first person. He sent Bob Kempel up a mountain looking for Donna Manson and didn't give him enough to find her. He gave Dennis Couch enough to remember Debbie Kent and not enough to bring her home. What he never gave anyone was the reason why he did any of it. He took that to the chair, and he did it on purpose. He's been running the same routine since he sat next to Ann Rule at a crisis hotline in Seattle. Same one at Lake Sammamish in 1974. Same one at the driveway in grandeur in 1975. Same one at the courthouse in Aspen. Same one on Judge Coard. 15 years, he never stopped. He died doing it. That's the last hiding place in this series. The man is dead, but the question isn't. And the reason the question isn't dead is that Bundy made sure nobody would ever be able to answer it. That's really what this comes down to. It's what history's hidden killers means. It doesn't always mean some guy in the alley. Sometimes it means the guy at the next desk, the guy with the law degree, the guy the judge calls a tragedy. It can mean a man you'd have helped with his sailboat, or a man you'd have given a ride to in the snow. The women whose names ran through these five conversations. Karen Sparks, Linda Healy, Donna Manson, Susan Raincourt, Kathy Parks, Brenda Bale, Georgian Hawkins, Janice Ott, Denise Naslin, Nancy Wilcox, Melissa Smith, Lauren Amy, Debbie Kent, Carol DeRaunch, Karen Campbell, Julie Cunningham, Denise Oliverson, Lynette Culver, Susan Curtis, Margaret Bowman, Lisa Levy, Kathy Kleiner, Karen Chandler, Cheryl Thomas, Leslie Parameter, Kimberly Leach. They're why we're talking about this. Not him, them. Their names, their faces. The Februaries and ski reports and the concerts and the rides home and the homerooms and the purses they went back for. Those were lives that were going to keep going. They would have if a man with a sling, a man with crutches, a man with a badge, a man with a law degree hadn't crossed their path. Or a man that law enforcement was competent enough to catch. That's who the series is for. And the last word, for once, is not his. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'd love for you to weigh in and give us your thoughts on the Bundy story. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.